This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You don't have to follow sport to know how powerful it can be, the crowds, the culture, and the messages it sends about who belongs. And Melbourne United is about to step into their pride round, and it's about much more than what happens on the field. And in the studio with us is Nick Trulson, CEO of Melbourne United. Nick, good to have you back in the Drive studio.
It's great to be back, pretty much a year to the day. So yeah, very much looking forward to next week.
Now, for people listening who don't follow basketball or sport necessarily, what is the message that Melbourne United is trying to send out to the world?
Yeah, I think for us, I mean, we have a club purpose around using the power of basketball to inspire, entertain and enrich the community. And we've got three key values, and one of them is inclusivity, is one of our key club values. So any time that we can work around campaigns or themes to actually be able to tell stories and offer an inclusive environment at our games is something that we're really passionate about. And, you know, it's great to have, this is pretty much the fourth year of being part of the Pride game and the round itself, but we couldn't do it without the amazing support of Joy FM, who have been great partners of it as well.
Now, you've had seven new players this year. What was their attitude like towards diversity?
Yeah, it was a really good opportunity. So Tom Vandervoos, our Chief Marketing Officer, and I, we actually sat down individually with each of the new players just to try and understand any beliefs that they have about any themes. And it was great once we took them through how passionate we are as a club. And, you know, it's 3 years back in November when Isaac came out. So for us, it's each year how we're learning more and more and being more and more about our inclusivity. And each of the players were able to give their feedback. And, you know, Tom and I both had the beautiful smiles on our faces just hearing how much great support some players really wanted to be front and center of the whole campaign. Some just said, hey, we just love what it's all about and we want to be allies. So I think that was a really good thing for us to be on the front foot about it and making sure that they also knew how passionate we were as a club.
Nick, I'm interested to find out if there's any perhaps people that perhaps weren't on board with it, perhaps came from a more not inclusive culture and have seen the benefits.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing about the round and why it's so important that the NBL continues to invest in this area around storytelling. And, you know, we saw a great interview last week, which we'll probably talk a little bit about as well. And yeah, I think it's everyone understanding that everyone has the opportunity to be who they are. And the great thing is what, you know, I love, this is my fifth year in basketball. The best thing about it is how inclusive the game is and how welcome it is for everybody who wants to come along.
I have to admit, I went last year and I've never been so welcomed at a sporting event. It was amazing. The atmosphere. Do you reckon that sort of perforates through to the crowd?
Oh, definitely. I think, you know, it's something that we really focus on. It's like we have 14 concerts a year at John Cain Arena, and I think each game has a different theme, and this one definitely, you know, to have so many people from the community coming each and every year, and, you know, we've just done a wonderful partnership with the Spectres that we might touch on, the Spectres basketball team in Victoria, which we're really proud of, and a huge part of why we're doing those things is also so we can learn. And each year we want to make sure we're learning more and being educated, and that's going to help me as a person and as a front office person at the club, but also I can share messages with my children as well and make them more educated.
Nick, you mentioned just on that it's the fourth Pride round. When you look back across those years, what's changed in how the club approaches Pride and inclusion?
Well, I think we all pretty much ask the NBL, you know, when we're doing the schedule, when it's going to be. And we have a bit of a challenge in the fact that Melbourne United, we don't get to play at John Cain Arena during January because we've got the wonderful Australian Open, which, of course, everybody loves this time of year. So usually the Pride round is around this time. We're actually going to be a week later than the round would usually have because that's when we have our first home game back on the 7th of February. And ironically, we were really touched by the fact that we're playing against the Adelaide 36ers, which, of course, Isaac Humphries plays for.
We're chatting with Nick Trulson, CEO of Melbourne United, about Pride Round inclusion and what belonging can look like in sport. Nick, for someone coming to the game who might not feel like sport has always been for them, maybe they were traumatised at school with their experience in sport, what do you hope the atmosphere feels like for them on Pride Game Day?
Yeah, I think the important thing for us is that, you know, our partnership with Joy FM, when people arrive, they're actually going to be able to be part of the Joy FM brand, and that's really important for us. To have people like, you know, Danny Minogue and Joel Creasy and Brooke Blurton, who are just wonderful ambassadors for the community and part of the community as well, I think that's something that's really important for us to showcase, and the fact that there is going to be a great atmosphere, there's going to be the pride colours, the LEDs all going to be lighting up, you know, throughout the whole game. But for us, it's about how we're making sure every single person who comes in there, it's an inclusive environment and everyone feels welcome.
Let's talk about visibility and allyship. You've got the new Pride kit. That's making a big statement. Tell us about that.
The new kit?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think, and hats off to Tom Vandervoos, who does a wonderful job with our themed games. We really wanted to take it up a notch this year, and to have the word united in the pride colours, in the rainbow colours, is going to be really, it's going to stand out a lot. We had the photo shoot, you know, only a couple of weeks ago, which no doubt we can share on the socials as well. But we're excited. We're going to have all those jerseys available. There'll be other pride merchandise to be said. So again, you know, to see those colours, and our players are so excited to be able to, you know, represent the pride community and make sure that we're playing our role to send some great messages.
Let's talk about your relationship with Joy, because you mentioned it a few times. We love having this relationship because, I mean, for a lot of us, sport was, you know, we were alienated towards it. So why is it important? How does Joy help with the brand?
Well, we get to speak to such a wonderful audience, and I think that's important for us. And the feedback that we then get as being part of this partnership is something that we really want to lean into more. But it also makes it authentic as well. We never want to do anything that's not seen being an authentic way. And inclusion being one of our club values, aligning with partners who believe in that, and that's what they live and breathe every day, is something that's really important to us.
Do you reckon Melbourne United setting a standard for other codes?
That's what we try to do, and we don't try and do it for any other reason, is that that's what we believe in. It aligns to our purpose of what we do each and every day. And I think all the time we're just trying to learn, whether it's in the Indigenous round that we're a huge part of. We run a multicultural round, of course, and it was great. Perth ran a multicultural game last weekend. Joe Luala Chul played for us, is now with Perth. So we're now seeing other clubs taking on some of the things that we do. And you know, as a club in Melbourne, it's so multicultural and it has so many different communities. We want to be seen as leaders there. And, you know, I was saying to Jack earlier that, you know, just someone like Brooke Blurton has been a huge part of helping us on our journey through all this. She started, you know, an incredible club for the community called the Lavender Club in Elwood Beach. So any listeners out there, Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. if you want to go for a run along Elwood Beach. It's a great inclusive environment. And I've gone down and done the run a few times because I also, as an ally, I want to make sure that I'm learning more and more. I've met some incredible people over the last few weeks.
Nick, storytelling. You've mentioned storytelling a few times. I think it's really, really important. And in the lead up to Pride Round, we saw AJ Ogilvie and Isaac Humphrey share a very open conversation about pride, inclusion and sport. When conversations like that are shared publicly, what do they change, especially for people who've never felt reflected in sport before?
Yeah, I think it was such a powerful video, and I'm so proud of Isaac too, with his interviewing skills was just so good about, you know, asking AJ a lot and seeing the questions and then the flow of information that came out. And I think it just again shows that, you know, we've got so far still to go around people feeling open that they can be who they are. But, you know, now we've got two examples of basketball within Australia where, you know, they're beautiful outcomes are happening. And I think that's for us is having that, and hats off to the NBL for doing that, and for the Adelaide 36ers, that story hopefully will resonate with more people and people just being more open to things. And, you know, we've seen there's so many examples, whether it's Australia Day, you know, people around social posts and the feedback. We've got a long way to go as a nation, and I think the more conversations we can have, the better.
I was having a conversation today with Jax, who presents our fabulous Game On show, and we were talking about, you know, the benefits of having a Pride Round. Are you seeing a change in the spectators, the makeup of the spectators? Are you seeing more groups of people come along to support the game that perhaps wouldn't? Are you seeing benefits pay off there?
Incredibly, man. As I said, the amount of different theme games we have, you know, whether it's a multicultural round, which is probably 7 or 8 years in now, but from a pride point of view, the amount of people even just we run into in the street will just say, oh, I came to your game, I felt really welcome. And I haven't had that before going to a lot of sporting events. So I think the more we can do that, Danny is the best about bringing so many people from the community. And, you know, she's taught me a lot And just seeing people come to the community and then give her their feedback on the experience they have, that puts a big smile on your face each time.
Because there's a benefit, isn't there? There's a belonging feeling about following a sport and following a particular club. And I imagine for a lot of people, it's the first time they've had that feeling.
Yeah, and I think we all, especially living in Melbourne, we're very lucky. I think there's close to 50 pro sports teams in Melbourne. So when you can feel like you're part of a club and a club that's actually wanting to do more than just the game itself, you know, a lot of powerful things can happen out of that.
Nick, whether you're a diehard fan or someone who's never watched a game, how can people support Melbourne United and Pride in a way that feels really genuine and exciting on game day?
Well, for this game particularly, we've only got 700 tickets left, so we're going to be selling out, which will be wonderful to have a Saturday night packed out Jonkun Arena, 7th of February. You know, we haven't been able to play for 5 weeks in Melbourne. We've had some great games in Bendigo as part of January, but to be able to come back for such a big game, Adelaide are on top. We're currently fourth, but sort of equals second.
You've got to knock Adelaide off.
Huge game, and yeah, to have Isaac as part of that's going to be really special. And I know from his point of view, he can't wait for the game as well. So, yeah, we'd love to see a lot of people who haven't been to games. We want you to know that you'll feel really welcome. And it is like it's a bit of a concert coming to a Melbourne United game. There's the game itself, but the amount of joy and the music that goes with it makes it a pretty, you know, one of the best sports experiences we think in Australian sport.
I've never seen anything like it, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was so much fun and I can't wait to go there. So we're going to go down as well as part of the Joy Crew.
Nah, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure to be on and we look forward to being part of it in the future.
Nick, thank you so much. That is Nick Trulson, CEO of Melbourne United.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.